talk to anyone these days, and you know, it seems, eventually they'll tell you about some heavy scenes when they were living with a druggy friend. You gotta look real serious, or at least pretend, while with a reverent awe, like they're reading a psalm, they tell you about some jerk poking a needle in his arm. And dramatically conclude, you know, the guy was a freak. But it's the 8th drug story you've heard this week. Well, I knew a guy, he tops the lot. He wasn't on heroin, crack, or pot. But it was worse than anything out of Monkey Grip. He did the happy marriage in suburbia trip. You know, I still don't know how this guy never got busted for being so incredibly well adjusted. While we were all shoving chemicals up our nose, he was out in the garden with a watering hose. At first, only small things began to go wrong. He wouldn't turn up when we were having a bong. But sooner than later, things began to fall apart. He'd take his girl out regular, eat a la carte. He'd look healthy and happy. It was like an alarm. He was collapsing like the veins in my arm. I'll never forget that terrible night, oh God above, when he told us he was very much in love. Oh, so they both bought a house, there was no turning back. They got into it the week that I got into crack. His face was never so ravaged with addiction as the week he showed me his brand new kitchen. I'd sometimes go round there with a cap or two of horse, tell him, kick the habit, get a divorce. Your wife's pregnant again, I plead, this'll make 3. If you have another kid, you're sure to OD. But he's not even listening, he's in some delirium. His wife's doing the dishes, and he's begun clearing them. I love my kids, I'm happy, he'd say, satisfied. But don't you know, on the nappy, he was crucified. He's dead now, of course. Needless to say, family wiped off by a drunk going the wrong way. Oh, how many times has it been written, said, or sung that if you live monogamous, expect to die young. So you can get into crack, smack, dope, or speed, but don't take marriage, cause this is where it'll lead. You'll experience real happiness, both physical and mental, and if you die, it'll be purely accidental.